Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, looks like we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. That looks pretty appropriate since we wrapped up last week talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In fact, praying in the Holy Spirit mostly last week with our Lori Singh devotional. Who do we have this week?
This week, our devotional is by Jeannie Kunyon, called Benefits to Having the Holy Spirit.
Always good to wrap your head around the actual benefits of something. So let's take a look.
Well, it is something we always ask when we are looking for a job. What benefits do I get?
That's so true, isn't it?
Why not look for the benefits in the Holy Spirit? So this is a gift to all who believe.
And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38.
The Holy Spirit stirred my heart to repentance the night my mom took me to see the Billy Graham movie, The Prodigal, in 1983. My motivation for going to the movie with my mom wasn't receiving salvation. It was getting a bag of Twizzlers and a fountain soda. But my heart was so convicted by the Spirit in that theater that when we got home, I crawled into bed, overwhelmed with certainty of my need for Jesus. I remember the moment my mom walked into the bedroom to find me under the covers. When she leaned down to kiss me goodnight, I asked her to pray with me. I told her I wanted to put my trust in Jesus and accept him as my Savior. By grace, I was saved through faith.
For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. We are very familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
But something else happens in that moment when we receive eternal life. Something we don't often talk about. Something that most of us, including me, missed out on, says the author. And that's this. When we put our trust in Jesus, God puts his Spirit in us.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extravagant exchange, all to our advantage and all for God's glory.
Mm. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:9 through 11.
Paul writes in Galatians 3:14, "He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit."
See, salvation is a gift we receive,
not earn,
when we repent and follow Jesus. Likewise, the Holy Spirit is a gift we receive,
not earn,
when we repent and follow Jesus.
How wild to think that the belief in Jesus is the only prerequisite to receiving this powerful Holy Spirit inside of us.
Mm.
Wow, just gotta believe, that's it. This should stun us. And yet I think a lot of us believe that having a Spirit-filled life looks more like a ladder to climb.
Hmm.
We might think it looks something like this. Rung one, you receive salvation.
Rung two, maybe you get some sort of access to his Spirit.
Rung three, maybe you get some measure. Maybe you get some measure of his supernatural power.
Rung four, maybe you get spiritual gifts, but maybe that's just for other Christians.
Rung five, maybe you get the higher gifts.
But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12:31.
But the Holy Spirit isn't earned by the most moral or best behaved. He isn't reserved for the extreme, either the super spiritual or the super strange. Those are the lies of the enemy to keep us from enjoying his presence and knowing his power and enjoying the sacred intimacy with the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a priceless treasure deposited inside every believer at salvation.
And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38.
Peter didn't say you might receive the Spirit. He didn't lay out a list of ways to achieve the Spirit. He said you will receive the Spirit when you believe.
The Holy Spirit is a gift. He is in you. He is for you. And He is for now. And this gift is one that God wants us to enjoy, not avoid.
He, the Holy Spirit, part of the Trinity.
Yes.
God the Father, He. God the Son, Jesus, the man. God the Holy Spirit, He lives in us and gives us that discernment. Those who can see, those who know. It's hard not to know once you know. And if you want to know that discernment and that feeling of the Holy Spirit, just believe. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and that He forgives your sins eternally. Lord, thank you for this lesson today. We put it all in your hands to help us to understand this wonderful gift to all who believe. In Jesus' name.
Amen.